We will look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports, including the NFL draft. It is now in the books. All seven rounds are in place. We will talk about that. Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service will stop by, and we'll ask him his thoughts about the draft. He was live in Philadelphia for the three-day run of that. Also coming up, we'll talk about baseball injuries in the world of Major League Baseball and a whole lot more. It's Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. And from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is the Gym Class at 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on this May Day 2017. Not a particularly wonderful May Day if you're out and about today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, thank you very much for joining us here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, your afternoon local programming block getting underway on 1600 AM, the main gym in Cedar Rapids and around Eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM. In Cedar Rapids as well, the North Gym, South Gym, 106.3 FM. A lot of NFL draft talk here today on the show. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball as well. Maybe, everything in the world of sports that took place over the weekend. We will kick it around here for the next 60 minutes or so. Also, coming up right here all this week, and why not? Because it is Cinco de Mayo week, Mark. It is Friday. Cinco de Mayo on a Friday. What could go wrong? It'll be a great week, and we are going to help you out to celebrate this week. We have a $30 gift card all week long to La Cantina, one of their three locations. They'll be celebrating Cinco de Mayo with two for $5 margaritas, two for $5 draft. Hold on. This is not written well. You can get two margaritas for $5, two draft beers for $5, $5 appetizers all day Friday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, in the fountains on Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or in the Lincoln View Square in Marion. There we go. Wanted to make sure we did that right for them. They're a very fine, fine sponsor of the program. $30 will get you a lot on Cinco de Mayo.
For those deals, yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. So we'll have that coming up for you. And, of course, it is May 1st, and as you heard throughout the weekend and today, hopefully you were listening to Mike and Mike in the morning for that phrase. And I'm going to give you an opportunity, not only today, but every weekday, with the exception of Memorial Day here in the month of May, to pick up $100 from all of us here at KGYM. And I believe sometime between 3 and 7. We're going to give you that opportunity to win $100, and we'll do that today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it each day of the month of May, except for Memorial Day Monday. So look forward to that. Race to Win coming up next week. All sorts of things that we have for you right here on KGYM.
Another Lunchbox Heroes program this week. Todd and Alex will be on the campus of Coe College on Wednesday for a big group of workers who are nearing completion of that project over on the Coe campus, the athletic facilities and whatnot. Looking forward to that.
Yep, that'll be fun. That'll be you. You said you might stop by anyway.
I might,
just to take a look at things and see all the changes that have gone on over there on the Coe campus.
Once everybody has everything set up, you know, I might show up.
I like that. I like that. Very good. Very good. Couple of news and notes. First of all, congratulations going out to Iowa pitcher Nick Gallagher. He has been named the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. Hawkeyes took three from Penn State over the weekend, and that really helps out and solidifies the Hawkeyes as far as getting into the Big Ten tournament is concerned. They are now tied. They're in a big logjam for third right now as far as the Big Ten standings are concerned.
Yeah, 9-6, and the remaining series, I think, are against some of the bottom feeders in the Big Ten. Although that doesn't mean a whole lot, as Iowa dropped a game or two to Rutgers two series ago. But nice to get three against Penn State and get back rolling. Zach Daniels won, I think, his seventh game. Zach out of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. He's having a good year as well.
So congratulations to them. Iowa football picked up a commitment today from Solon's Tyler Linderbaum, defensive lineman, offensive lineman, terrific wrestler. Let me know if you've heard this before as far as an Iowa lineman is concerned. But I think a very good get right there for the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up in a couple of seasons. So congratulations to Tyler from right down the road in Solon. So that'll be good to see him playing down in Iowa City coming up in a few years. What else we got going on? NHL playoff second round got underway. The NBA second round got underway after the Game 7 win by Utah yesterday over the Clippers. By the way, tomorrow night, a doubleheader of NBA playoff basketball coming your way here on KGYM. And we will get things started at 7 o'clock tomorrow night with Washington at Boston. That is already Game 2 of that series, Boston winning Game 1. And then Game 1 between Utah and Golden State coming up tomorrow night as well. Mm. Twins baseball tomorrow night as well. Probably a good thing because there's snow in Minnesota.
Yes, indeed. The Twins off today after taking 2 from Kansas City. Going to open up a series against the Oakland Athletics on Tuesday. Hopefully that system will move well. It's supposed to be better the rest of the week.
Starting tomorrow, sun actually may come out tomorrow. And little by little throughout the week, it's going to get better and better each day. 70s by the weekend. And so we got the rain we needed. Maybe a little cooler than we wanted, but we got the rain that we needed. Now we get a little sunshine to get things going. Down south, they really took it this weekend. All kinds of flooding, tornadoes, and that was not good to see.
So. Really lousy weekend weather-wise for the Drake Relays, but I was really, I thought it was very remarkable that so many outstanding performances were still seen at Drake. You know, I don't think they've had much worse weather than what has happened last weekend, but everything from Tristan Wirf from Mount Vernon, who took both throws, and Peyton Wenzel from Linmar, in a relatively new event, you know, setting records, they're to be congratulated because they not only persevered through the weather, but still came up with some terrific performances.
That ending, too, I think, was between Murphy and the Cedar Falls runner.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 3200, wasn't it?
1500. Was it? They had raced also in the 3200.
Came right down to 4 decimal points to see who won that thing. Those guys were just soaked from top to bottom. I mean, it was just a horrendous weekend to run, but they still had a great crowd there on Saturday at Drake, and like you said, some very, very good times.
Yeah, 6/1000ths of a second.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So congratulations to everybody that made it through the weekend over at Drake Stadium and the Big Blue Oval. It is 3:11. Dan Shaka is going to join us coming up in a little bit. Our poll question at KGYMradio.com and is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast and right next to the Home Depot concerning the NFL draft, and we can kind of kick it into high gear as far as the draft is concerned. Our poll question, Mark.
KGYMradio.com is where to locate it. It goes like this. What was more surprising to you in this weekend's NFL draft? Just 2 choices. Would it be C.J. Beathard's rise or Desmond King's drop? Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com.
From a local standpoint, that would be the biggest storyline of the weekend. That happened Friday night, toward 11 o'clock on Friday night, when C.J. Beathard's name was called in the late third round, picked by the San Francisco 49ers, that they traded up to get. I must admit that I just about fell off my chair. I was not looking at the television. I was doing something else. I was multitasking, had it on in the background, and all of a sudden they came on and said, with the blah, blah, blah pick, San Francisco 49ers, select quarterback CJ. I just whipped my head around. What? I was shocked. Not that CJ should not have been taken sometime during the draft, but we talked maybe in the late rounds. Rose all the way to 3rd for the 49ers. Now, I think Mike Mayock, the ESPN radio guys, Mel Kiper Jr., I think everybody put it into perspective on the thinking by the 49ers. Probably a pick for a backup, good backup quarterback. They're not fooling anybody into thinking that the C.J. Beathard's going to be the starter in 2 years for the San Francisco 49ers. But you take a look at it, the quarterback depth chart right now in San Francisco. You know, that's they've got the former Bear quarterback.
Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer. They got Barkley in there as well, the former USC Trojan. And now they've got C.J. Beathard in there. Whether C.J. carries around a clipboard and wears a hat backwards for the next 5 years or has a chance to get in there, maybe the 49ers, and I thought John Lynch was terrific over the weekend in his first time out as a GM of the 49ers. I thought he got a great grade. Maybe they're waiting for an incredibly deep quarterback class next year, but I kind of think it's a pretty good situation for C.J. Beathard.
Yeah, 319-366-1600, that's our phone line and our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you'd like to know more about them, it's jkainvest.com. As far as Beathard's situation, my take was, yeah, I was surprised, but it's a perfect example of it only takes one team to show interest in you and show interest that high. Kyle Shanahan, maybe gratuitously, but to compare C.J. Beathard to Kirk Cousins. How far Beathard goes, I read an interesting stat on Beathard last year. His wide receivers at Iowa dropped 27 balls.
Yeah.
And his ranking would have gone, completion percentage would have gone to almost 70%. You can't expect him to catch everything, but that was a big part of C.J. Beathard, his numbers dropping last year. As far as Desmond King, I was equally surprised. You know, winning the Jim Thorpe Award doesn't mean instant success and interest, high interest in the NFL. I mean, there were dozens of defensive backs taken before Desmond King. I would be surprised if he didn't make a team and play a long time in the NFL. The best line I read in all the stories I saw about Desmond King was, remember, Micah Hyde was taken a few spots later in his draft, and now he's just signed a multi-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, there's a lot of debate whether Desmond King make the right decision. How can you say he didn't if he got his degree?
True.
I mean,
people are, and I know the APC. Here I go. Todd Brommelkamp show.
Quarter in the jar, please.
I'm sorry. With Alex Kuhn, we'll be talking about that specifically. Did one of their segments today? Did Desmond King, if he had a do-over, if he had a mulligan on the first tee, would he do the same thing over again? Only Desmond knows. Only Desmond knows. It's very easy to say, no, he didn't do the right thing. He should have left when his stock was highest after his junior year. And there was no doubt. But keep in mind, nobody that Iowa played last year threw the ball to Desmond King. They didn't throw it to his side of the field. Can't get interceptions when they're not throwing it at you. That tells you the respect that the Big Ten coaches had for Desmond King and the Big Ten quarterbacks did last year. That's not his fault. Now, the real reason his stock fell down is because he didn't have real good 40 times. Weren't up to par with some of the top flight safeties and corners and you take a look at it as well. Maybe in retrospect, last year wasn't nearly as great a year for defensive backs. This year, the defensive backs, they had a record number taken in the first three rounds as far as defensive backfield people are concerned and personnel. But I don't know if you can second guess Desmond King. I'm with you. I think he's going to be fine. And I hate to say that because the Chiefs are going to be facing him twice a year, at least for the next several seasons, as a safety back there for the Los Angeles Chargers, which is still very unusual for me to say.
Michael in Cedar Rapids on the text line, listening to analysts and comments from the 49ers organization, it sounds like C.J. Beathard was graded based upon his 2015 performance. When they look at the 2016 season, they saw injuries to pass blocking, drops, and bad receivers, so on and so forth, so he was given a stay.
I would agree with that.
At least the 49ers looked at it that way.
I would agree with that. I think, yeah, the 49ers saw something that obviously none of the other teams saw, and they wanted to pull the trigger on that move before anybody else could do that.
Now, the guy that Beathard battled for position at Iowa a couple, 3 years ago, Jake Rudock, I think he was jolted a bit by a late round pick that the Detroit Lions made. Now, the Lions got rid of Dan Orlovsky and basically handed the backup job in Detroit to Jake Rudock behind Matt Stafford. Then the Lions went ahead and took the Miami quarterback late in the draft, and whether they expect him to compete with Rudock or not, I don't know.
319-366-1600. Going to talk with Dan Shock of Arlad Scouting Service coming up here in just a couple of moments or so. Jahleel Johnson went kind of where I thought Jahleel Johnson would go. Kittle maybe a little bit lower than I thought that he would have gone. Great to see the Drake tight end get taken in the later rounds. And then you've got pretty much everybody that was available signed unrestricted free agent contracts, yes, but they have a long road to make NFL teams ahead of them for these guys. Carter Schultz, a couple of UNI Panthers signed, a couple of Iowa State Cyclones signed as well, so good to see that.
Four Hawkeyes, undrafted free agents, Riley McCarron from Dubuque is going to the Houston Texans, Greg Maben, defensive back, to Tampa Bay, Cole Croston and LaShawn Daniels, tackle and running back, respectively, out of Iowa, both going to the New England Patriots. You mentioned Schultz. He's going to the Browns to try to make that team. Iowa State, Jamal Wiltz to Philadelphia. Justin Thomas to Indianapolis. And I think Ray Buchanan Jr. from UNI as well signed a free agent contract. That's a long road.
It's a long and tough road. It's been done. It's not impossible. But, boy, you got to work your butt off to make it.
0189 on the text line. Did it ever become public why Desmond King lost his captain's job at Iowa? Maybe that was a factor.
Perhaps. But I don't know. I think it was more of the 40 time. From all the analysts, and there were enough people over the weekend that had off-the-field issues that were talked about.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of locker room guy Desmond King was. There was never any indication that I have heard or seen that he was a bad apple. But in 0189's text makes you wonder just a little bit because I think that captaincy is voted each week by the players. Is
true.
It not? Yeah.
Very much so. Very much so. 21 past the hour of 3. We'll even talk a little bit about the 2018 draft because there is a little bit of a curveball involved in that. Next year's quarterback, if you were surprised this year by three quarterbacks going in the top, 12 of this draft, wait till next year. And again, it just shows quarterbacks are golden out there. Doesn't matter a whole lot. If you need a quarterback, you're going to take a quarterback, and it'll be very interesting to see how quickly some of these guys will start to play in the National Football League. And like I said, we'll take a look at some of the baseball injuries because there were some significant ones over the weekend, and we'll talk about the draft a little bit more, look ahead to next year's draft as well. But we're going to take a look at the draft from Dan Shaka's perspective from Arlad Scouting Service. And when we come back, you're listening to The Gym Class at 22 past 3 on KGYM.
When you need help with your garage door, it's a lot easier to ask one person with hands-on experience a few questions than it is to drive over to the big door companies and get passed around until you finally get to speak to the person who can answer your questions. Well, Olinger Garage Door is a small company with dedicated folks who help you from sales to service. They use only the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in New Hall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
Join the Colonels for the greatest 2 minutes in sports this Saturday for Kentucky Derby Night. The gates will open early so fans can watch the race on our giant LED screen. Special drinks will be available on the concourse, and the first 300 fans to order a drink, beer, or soda at our portable stands will receive a special Kentucky Derby koozie. Following the game, enjoy our first fireworks show of the season. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223, 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the Gym Class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM. Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. 324 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for stopping by here on this rainy Monday. Sun, hopefully, will be breaking out a little bit more tomorrow. NFL draft talk continuing. We'll talk a little bit of Major League Baseball before 4 o'clock here today. Maybe even take a look at next year's draft a little bit as well. All that coming up. As you just heard, we have $100 a day for you to win sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight. Listen in for your chance to win. $100. We'll have it each weekday of the month of May, except for Monday Memorial Day, for you right here on KGYM. Also, a $30 gift card to La Cantina, good for Cinco de Mayo activities coming up on Friday. We will have that for you before 4 o'clock here today. NFL Draft, it was a very fun weekend. Some records set in Philadelphia. And to talk more about that from our lad scouting service, our NFL Draft expert, Dan Shanka, joining us here on a Monday edition of the show. And Dan, you were right there. You were right there in Philadelphia. That it looked like it was a whole bunch of fun. And the people of Philadelphia made it fun, didn't they?
They do. It was great to be back, to be honest with you. And I spent some time with Donovan McNabb, and Donovan and I talked about the old times because I was one of the scouts that, you know, went in to see Donovan at Syracuse, and we got one right there, I guess. And, the fans are very packed. I mean, really, you know, it's just a pro version of what the Iowa fans are here. I mean, it's just, you know, they're great people. I mean, you think they're all, you know, all gangsters or something, but, I mean, they're just great, great people, and it was a lot of fun, and it was great seeing everybody in their, you know, their favorite team's jerseys out there, but that sea of green kind of overwhelmed everything.
Dan, before we address the Iowa guys, I wanted to ask you, the most jaw-dropping part of the draft came very early when the Bears traded up to get Mitch Trubisky, and reading today, the 49ers didn't even realize that apparently that the Bears wanted him, thought he might grab Solomon Thomas. They might grab Solomon Thomas with that number two pick. But I guess your reaction to that, and maybe anything you can say to make Bears fans feel better about that.
Go to the store and get a 50-gallon drum of Maalox. I mean, I was stunned. Be honest with you. And I like Trubisky. I mean, but... Well, I tell you what, to trade those picks, to move up one spot, it's hard for everybody to really, I mean, no, it's not hard. Everybody can criticize all they want to, but, you know, if they felt like that's their guy, and obviously they did, they moved up. But, you know, after spending all that money on Glennon, and, you know, you have more holes on your team than, you know, quarterback, especially after you got Glennon. I mean, there's other things you could do, and then, hey, you're going to be in position next year to get one of those quarterbacks. So, but anyway, they fell in love with him for whatever reason, and, you know, they took him. So, no, that was obviously a shocker that kind of sent a tidal wave through the rest of the first round of the draft.
Was this the craziest draft that you have ever been around, Dan? I mean, just from what the Bears did at number two to what my Chiefs did, which was unprecedented in their history. I mean, the first three rounds were just incredible.
Yeah, well, you saw that was there 38 trades, the most ever. It's an NFL record. And what happened is people start panicking. And they're going, oh, man, they're going to go after my quarterback. They're going to do this. So they start trying to make the deals to get the Mahomes and of the world. And then, of course, Watson, Houston, had to go up and get their guy. And then, you know, the receivers came off the board way, I don't say way earlier, but earlier than projected. And then, then people start grabbing stuff in the second and third that the Phil needs instead of maybe the best player. And then Desmond fell a lot farther than I thought, but I don't care because I think he's going to start. So, out at the Chargers. So, but all these things affect, like, one move that the Bears made affect the rest of the draft.
Dan, I thought there was a lot of value in the tight ends, Howard and Ingram, that went off the board in the top 25. The flip side of that was probably the most criticized pick in the first round was Jabril Peppers out of Michigan, and folks saying that maybe agree or disagree that he doesn't have a position. To me, that's an asset. So how do you evaluate the Browns taking Peppers?
Yeah, well, I think that, first of all, I think Greg Williams and the defensive staff certainly have a game plan for him. And I don't know if you remember Barron, he was a strong safety originally at Alabama. He got drafted by Tampa Bay. And then he got down Tampa Bay, and he didn't really have a position in their defense. Well, Greg Williams, the defense coordinator now at Cleveland, picks him up. They pick him up and then put him in what they call a weak side safety spot. And I think that's what Peppers is going to play, because what you're going to see, you're 70% of the time you're in these sub packages. So you're going to line up in a 4-2-5 scheme. He's going to be a weak side linebacker. Peppers is in that scheme. Now, I think I've mentioned it to you guys last time we talked. I think the best thing he is a running back. You know, I mean, I think he's just a natural. He's got great running instincts and everything, but he's not as natural on defense. He doesn't have the same instincts defensively as he does offensively, but nevertheless, you give your predetermined calls and things like that so he can blitz, or he can come off the edge, or he can line up inside in some packages, or he can walk out on a tight end, or even go to a press corner. So the thing is, he just didn't real good overlapping deep, because you see his build, he's built like a running back. That's how Peppers is built. So, but anyway, you know, hey, I'll guarantee you they'll find a spot for him there on that Cleveland defense, because they need him, and they'll use him the right way. Greg Williams knows what he's doing, and he loves to blitz, so he'll figure something out.
Dan, just one selfish question, and you know where we're going here. did the Chiefs do the right thing moving up 17 spots to take Mahomes and give up next year's number one in a big, deep quarterback class?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't the thing is, I'm not a big Mahomes guy. When guys rise after the season's over, I think that's a big problem. And he's a good kid. He's all that. Obviously, he's a real good athlete. He made a lot of plays with his legs. Everybody's talking about is throwing the ball over the top of the scoreboard and all that at Texas Tech's Pro Day and all that business. We saw another quarterback that did that stuff out of LSU, and he's at home and down New Orleans singing on a street corner. So I don't think Mahomes would be like that, but, boy, I tell you, that's pretty strong. But they wanted him, you know, and I think there was other teams out there that wanted him. Only time will tell. Like I said, I don't move my guys up on my stuff like other people do. We put our grades there, and that's what they are. And I don't care if they look like King Kong later, because they didn't do that during their career.
If you have a question about an individual or a team, give us a text, 319-366-1600. Dan, maybe the best place to start with the Iowa guys is our poll question. What was more surprising to you in this weekend's NFL draft, C.J. Beathard's rise or Desmond King's drop?
Well, you know, Can I be plaid and say both?
Sure.
You know, because I tell you, we were wrapping up out there in a radio show when CJ was taken, and that was, I was happy for him because, you know, he struggled this past year, but he's got talent, and, you know, a lot of times that's quarterbacks that are developmental guys kind of go between that third and fifth round. And but that did surprise me. And, of course, you know, I knew why Desmond was dropping. And I hate it, and I talk about it on every radio show. But, you know, there's more to this game than height, weight, and speed. And, hey, he was productive. He's got good instincts. To me, instincts make up for that, you know, little bit of 40-yard dash time. But he had shorter arms, and people didn't like that. And then the people that don't do their homework say, well, you know, he wasn't as productive this year. Yeah, he wasn't as productive because they didn't throw that way,
yep.
You know. And so, but anyway, I think that he'll make his point. He's went to a perfect spot because that was a primary need for him. They needed defensive backs out of the Chargers. And so it's a great spot for him to go. You know, he's going to do well. If you isolate him deep on John Ross, he's not going to be able to run with him. A lot of people can't. But what he can do is he could go in at safety, and I still will fight anybody to the end that he's the best tackler in this draft as a defensive back. I mean, I'm saying defensive backs. The two defensive backs from Washington, they miss more tackles than anybody I've ever seen, and they look where they went in the draft. And, you know, here's Desmond, and all he does is make tackles.
All I had to do is issue an invitation, Dan, and the text line lit up wanting to know about their favorite teams. Let's start with the L.A. Rams.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll tell you, they're a team that, you know, they didn't have a lot of draft choices this year. And what we did, the way I kind of looked at them is they did an average year, but I loved what they did. A couple of receivers they took. I mean, Cooper Kupp, I absolutely love him. So I think they had an average draft because they used to have many picks because they shot them all last year.
How about the Vikings?
Vikings, they're another one that I think that, you know, they obviously didn't have their first-round pick, so they were a little short of ammunition this year. But I think it was a good place for Johnson to go there because I think Sharif Floyd is going to be his career may be over because of a severe knee injury, and it's going to help Johnson a whole lot to get in there and play. But, you know, they're building things the right way. I really like, I mean, Rick Spielman, he does a lot of things the right way. So I think they're going to be, you know, they'll keep on the path to getting better.
Two folks want to know about your Dallas Cowboys who took Taco Charlton in the first round.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, he is going to be a guy that, first of all, is going to be able to help stop the run for him, but he will develop as a pass rusher, even though he had 10 sacks this year. And the thing is, he's got great length, great arm length and all that. So, he'll get his hands up, knock balls down. So, yeah, he'll be a real plus there. And I thought Dallas did a nice job. They had to have defensive backs, and they raked in three or four of them.
Yeah, defensive backs, we'll talk about that more in a little bit. Next question. Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of Steelers fans out there in Steeler Nation. I thought they did pretty well.
Yeah, they did. Steelers, they don't take a lot of sexy picks at times. They take players that play their style of ball and fit into their scheme, and they did it again this year. I mean, of course, Watt being the outside line, again, he only played 1 year, but he's got a lot of talent, and I thought what they did a nice job of is grabbing Juju Smith-Schuster, receiver that they really needed because they've got a little few problems over there besides their big gun, Antonio Brown.
The Detroit Lions sticking in the Midwest.
Yeah, I tell you what, I loved it. I loved their draft last year. This year I thought it was a little bit more, you know, vanilla, but I love the linebacker. They're going to stick Jared Davis at inside linebacker. Tabor was kind of questionable in his running build, but I love Michael Roberts, big tight end out of Toledo, and Jeremiah Ledbetter is a high-motor guy that's going to play inside. And then they got the big receiver from Northern Illinois, Kenny Galladay, who they needed a big target like that. So I thought, you know, it was kind of a mixed bag, but it was fine, above average.
The Green Bay Packers, Dan, who took, I think, a heck of a cornerback at the top of the second round.
Yeah, the guy I was talking about that can't tackle real well. he's a good player. He's a very good athlete, and you know he's got great leaping ability. He can cover you. I just want to see him more than throw people down. I want to see him wrap up better. He's a cut tackler. It's not that he can't tackle, but those guys at Washington, for some reason, they like to cut tackle instead of wrap, and that bothers me. But no, he is a very, very good player, and But I thought it was very average, their draft, for what they've had in the past. I love the running back, Jamal Williams, but they took a couple others. Mays didn't play this year. And then Aaron Jones is a little guy out of UTEP.
Dan, I want to ask you in general terms, but I'm thinking about the Chicago Bears taking guys from D2 schools like Ashland College and North Carolina Central and whatnot. I mean, can you Kutztown plays a put schedule. I mean, how tough are these guys to evaluate based on the fact that they're not playing an SEC schedule?
Very hard, unless they play like at the Senior Bowl or something like Morgan did. Now, Jordan Morgan and me, if you look at our guide, I'm not real high on him. I mean, he's a deep developmental guy at best. Taking the fifth round was crazy. And then Adam Shaheen, it's all ahead of him, even though he's 278 pounds and 6'5 and change. I mean, he's a big man that he's going to be fine as an NFL tight end. He's got to work on his block a little bit. And then the Cohen kid from North Carolina NT, he's a little pinball guy. He's kind of like Sproles, you know. He's really quick and through the hole and all that type of stuff. And it just depends on how they use him. And then Eddie Jackson's coming off that broken leg. But he was a very good player at Alabama until he broke his leg, and he's rehabbing. But, no, a lot of teams, you know, the Bears at one time never even took small college guys. They just wiped them off the board. They didn't care who you were, you know, except for – Walter Payton back in the day, they took him. But after that, they didn't really take a lot of small college guys. But that's very valid what you're saying, because it's tough to evaluate them.
I got a theory question for you, Dan, here, and that is we're seeing more and more. It's a quarterback league. It's a passing league. Pass first, run second. Is that the reason why we're seeing so many defensive backs and safeties going early? I mean, record numbers, or was it just a case of we had a lot of them this year that were really, really good?
Yeah, no, it was both. That there was 58, I think it was, defensive backs drafted. Now, that's including corners and safeties. But now corners are as important as – I'm sorry. Safeties are every bit as important as corners because of all these sub packages. I mean, you guys see it on Sunday. The base offensive package anymore is three wide receivers. And so you got to have somebody to cover them, and it can't be linebackers all the time. And you'd like to have linebackers that can run with them. But when you've got so many. And then this year there was a bumper crop of defensive backs. And then you have all these sub packages that you have to be in. And that's why all those defensive backs were drafted, and it was a big thing.
9466 on the text line, Dan. Kind of a tough one. I don't know if I could answer this, but through all the rounds, which pick was the best in your mind?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, like Washington, when they got Jonathan Allen at 17, I mean, Jonathan Allen's one of my favorite players. I loved him. And then they came back and got old number 22 from Alabama, who I absolutely love, and Ryan Anderson. So I'm going to have to say the Royston Redskins, and then our boy Scherf's got some more good teammates.
0127 wants to know what the upside is on T.J. Watt.
Everything, because, you know, he only played that 1 year, his athletic ability. But, you know, what I might be a little bit afraid of is he may end up being a defensive end instead of outside linebacker, because he's still growing. I mean, he's 255 pounds, and I don't know if you've seen him, but he's very lean, and he puts on more weight like Big Brother does, and I'll tell you, he's going to be a monster, probably defensive end, but they thought they were drafting an outside linebacker and maybe a guy that can rush off the edge like that, but they may end up getting a big old defensive end.
I thought the greatest pick, biggest steal of the draft was Reuben Foster at number 31 by the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, that was amazing.
Well, yeah, and there was a reason for that. But
True. I mean, if everything goes fine off the field, this guy's a 10-year All-Pro.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he is. And then the other thing is the shoulder.
Yes.
You know, that's why I think it dropped a little more, too, because he's had that shoulder surgery. And I don't know many linebackers that can't tackle, you know, if they don't have a good shoulder, or can tackle if they do. So, you know, he's got to – I think that probably hurt him as much as anything, is the, you know, people unknowing about that shoulder.
I don't know if you started or well into 2018 stuff, Dan, but I noticed in some mock drafts that Josh Allen, the quarterback out of Wyoming, is very, very high. And guess what? Iowa entertains Wyoming in the season opener.
Well, no, I tell you what, and I looked at Allen a little bit because I heard some scuttlebutt that he might come out. But, you know, they run a pro-style system there. You know, just like, well, you know, Craig Bowles was the coach at North Dakota State. So mm-hmm. they got a precursor from last year of North Dakota State, what they're going to see against Wyoming. So, Allen's going to have to come a little ways for me to be way high, but I know some. You know, like I said, it's crazy now, but they got some of them in the top 10 and all that. But I guess we'll see what it can do against the Hawks, huh?
Yeah. Well, it'd be a very, very tricky opener, no doubt, down in Iowa City. And the most fun presenter of the weekend, was it Drew Pearson when he got up there and tried to yell over the Philadelphia people?
No, it was the response from Witherspoon and Brian Dawkins, I guess. Or not Witherspoon. I can't remember. What's the running back's name from?
Oh, the Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I saw Dawkins, but I didn't see the other one.
Yeah. Well, he was the one that he kind of backed up what, he kind of talked Pearson down a little bit, you know. So, but anyway, in fact, that guy was drafted after I was there. I can't even remember his name now. But anyway, he got up there and let Pearson know what was up.
I love that. I thought it was great.
It's not every day you have the International Space Station involved either.
No, it was great. Hey, I'll tell you, and you know, of course, they're talking about moving it, the venue around. They would have Chicago for a couple years like they did, and then Philly may get it again next year. But I think that's great for the fans because, you know, hey, let's face it. In the old days, the working man built football up to, you know, what it is today, really. And then, but you can't afford to go to a Super Bowl, most people, but you can afford to go to a draft. And you go in, you know, and they move it around the country and people can go and root for their favorite team during the draft. And all. Believe me, it was like a football game when you were there, you know, that with all those fans, it was like, you know, the team's ready to get out, coming out of the tunnel, and everybody's wired up, and it was really an exciting event.
We definitely recommend ourlads.com and your work, Dan. We really appreciate it, as always. But your work doesn't end just after the draft, right, because you've got college depth charts and all kinds of other stuff.
Right, and then, well, we'll have our draft review out. It usually takes about 6 weeks because we want to see how the teams use these guys now that they draft them, and, you know, and then that comes out toward the end of June. Then we got the preview that comes out in late August, early September, and everything, and the guys that we look at this summer getting ready for the fall and everything. But we got a lot of things to do, a lot of fun though, and it'd be good to see what happens to these guys when they get to their teams.
Yeah, Westbrook and Dawkins.
Westbrook. Yeah, I said Westbrook. I lost my mind there for a minute. Yeah, that's exactly who it was, but. He talked it up, too.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, Dan, appreciate it. Great insight, and keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Great, guys. Thank you for having me with you and everything. I really enjoyed it. We'll be talking to you. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
you
Dan.
Bet. Dan Shaka, our lad scouting service, joining us here at 347. All right, we're going to take a break. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity. And why not? It's Cinco de Mayo week, as we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Listen each week, or each day this week, I should say, to the gym class. And between 3 and 4, we'll give you an opportunity to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina, one of their three locations, Fountains Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or Lincoln View Square in Marion. KGYMRadio.com has more information. All kinds of great specials coming up for Cinco de Mayo this Friday, and we'll give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll be back to let you know who our winner is in just a moment.
Mother's Day is almost here, and for a lot of us, it's going to be tough because we won't be there to celebrate with mom in person. Well, with 1-800-Flowers.com, you can still show her how much you care. Because right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. 30 assorted tulips for only $30. That's $1 per tulip. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. With a beautiful mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these assorted tulips are guaranteed to show mom that she is loved. Tulips from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and mom's enjoyment. That's 30 assorted tulips for just $30. It's an amazing offer, but it expires on Tuesday. To order those 30 stunning assorted tulips for just $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and then you enter the code Jacoby. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y. But hurry up. This offer ends on Tuesday. Handle it now and get that Mother's Day gift checked off your list.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobile One full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobile One offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobile One synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/17.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
350. Our thanks to Dan Shaka for joining us on our Lad Scouting Service. And you can pick up the podcast in case you missed something at KGYMradio.com. Dennis from Cedar Rapids, he is the first winner this week of the $30 gift card to La Cantina. Don't forget, sometime between now and 7 o'clock, your chance to win a cold, hard $100 from KGYM. And a big thanks to Toyota of Iowa City for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it. And they are the sponsor of our $100 each day in the month of May. Every May weekday, with the exception of Memorial Day, we'll give you a chance to win with our Mike and Mike phrase of the day. So stay tuned for that coming up right here on KGYM. Also, Todd Brommelkamp Show will have your chance to win a great golf package from Amana Colonies Golf Course. And they're taking registrations now for their best shot coming up on Sunday, May the 21st. Todd and Alex are going to give you a shot to win a practice round of golf, plus cart and practice balls. Get you foursome together for that best shot coming up on Sunday, May 21st. And don't forget, coming up on Wednesday, Caddy Smack, right here at KGYM. Lisa Miller from Cedar Rapids Golf Department will be joining us coming up among our guests on Wednesday.
Emil's Hideaway poll question, KGYMradio.com. What was more surprising to you in this weekend's NFL draft? Would it be Desmond King's drop or C.J. Beathard's rise? Right now, about two-thirds of you are weighing in Desmond King's drop.
Let us know what you think, KGYMradio.com. You mentioned next year's draft already, mock drafts going out for the 2018 draft. It's going to be quarterback heavy. They're talking 5 quarterbacks in the top 20, including Josh Allen, the Wyoming quarterback, who will be in Iowa City for opening day. That is going to be a tough, tough game, hombres, because Wyoming, a bowl winning team from a year ago, very good coaching staff, do things the right way, NFL-type quarterback, and that's not going to be a gimme. No matter what a certain national talk show host says about Iowa's non-conference schedule.
Not by any means.
That's going to be a very, very tough one coming up next year. But you got Darnold from USC, the quarterback there. You got Allen from Wyoming. Several other quarterbacks, and the names escape me right now. I'd have to go back and take a look. But very deep draft among the quarterbacks coming up for next year. And who knows what'll happen? I mean, great example, unfortunately, Desmond King. Everyone thought he was going to be a first-round draft choice after his junior season. And I'm with Dan. I don't know. Shorter arms, 40 time, whatever the case may be, I think Desmond King's going to be in the league quite a while.
I do as well. I think he's going. He could have a Micah Hyde, similar to Micah Hyde's career. Hyde is a better returner, but both similar players, I think. And you're right. You just never know until a few years down the road who's going to make it and who's not. And I know I threw the Kutztown offensive tackle under the bus because of the put schedule. And it is. They play East Stroudsburg and so on and so forth. But I'm reminded that Andre Reed is a Kutztown State, and he happens to be in the Hall of Fame now. So if the tackle can have as good a career as Andre Reed did, I'll be happy. And so will the Bears.
Yes, they will be. Yes, they will be. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up after this. KGYM.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really.
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO. DePACO Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePACO.com.
DePACO Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
The real estate market in the Cedar Rapids area is red hot. In a hot market, you can make a lot of money selling your home, but you can also get burned. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty sells your house fast and for more money. Don't get burned in this hot real estate market and leave money on the table because you don't know the ropes. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to put a sold sign on your home in near record time. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
3:56, Todd Brommelkamp Show featuring Alex Kuhn coming up right after the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. Should not leave the airwaves without talking a little bit about Major League Baseball from the weekend. Some good, some bad. You mentioned Scott Schebler has been on a big, big-time high. Especially as far as the long ball is concerned, but nothing compared to Anthony Rendon yesterday of the Washington Nationals.
No, 6-for-6, 10 RBI, and just one of those days that Garrett Anderson from the Angels had 10 RBI in a game, and maybe others as well, but that's the one I remember. Yeah, terrific performances. Schebler with 3 hits, including 2 doubles yesterday, a couple RBI for the Reds as Cincinnati beat St. Louis, and Schebler's really come on in the last week or 10 days, and those are Cedar Rapidians like us who followed him. Hope he continues.
National League beset by injuries. Madison Bumgarner, of course, out 3 months after the incident off the field. Adam Eaton of the Washington Nationals. They make a big trade with the Chicago White Sox to get Adam Eaton, and now he tears up a knee trying to leg out an infield single, and he is out for the year for the Nats. Who right now probably the best team in Major League Baseball at this point. So tough loss for those folks. Noah Syndergaard of the Mets. Mets rotation, my goodness, it's just in a shambles right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's one thing you can't predict when we set out to do our preseason, you know, picks. But it's been really bad for the Mets.
Cubs not off to a great start. Still doing fine. Still in first place at 13-11. But with all the injuries to the other top contenders right now in the National League, their stock continues to rise, I think. So we'll see how it goes. More on that, more on the NFL draft coming up as well. That'll be on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming your way next right here on KGYM. Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow to talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk about those injuries and more. And also coming up later this week, we're going to have Caddy Smack coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to that right here on KGYM. Mark, have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Hi, can I have 2 steak tacos?
Flour or corn?
Oh, no tortillas. And no steak. Also add turkey, lettuce, and tomato. And just put it between 2 slices of bread.
You know this is a taco truck, right?
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on whatever that was. With over 30 commercial, auto, and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
Oh, I'll have Swiss on that, too. Thank you.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Why just explore your inner self when the Firestone Destination LE2 is built for 60,000 miles of truck stuff? So get out as far as you can. Drive down to the Amazon, tool around the muck, bring back a previously